You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Justin Houston,
professional interviewer.
You tweeted out earlier today from your experience listening to Brett Veach. You do not believe that Justin Houston will be a part of the Chiefs in 2019. How is he let go? What's the avenue in which they get rid of him?
I think the ideal situation for the Chiefs would be to get a trade going. And it's funny how I think just a few weeks ago when Brett Veach was on a conference call, and he's talking about Dee Ford, and he's saying, oh, we're excited to have him back. And then you heard the tone today. I mean, I believe you guys played it live. Just was, we have dialogue on, we're open to that. What that means is, listen, he's not going to be here. And a trade is the best case scenario. But it's interesting, last night, as reports are starting to come out, Lock Canfora, Kansas City's favorite person of CBS Sports, he was the first to kind of allude to a trade being a possibility. Then you had Ian Rappaport doubling down. Ian Rappaport has the ears of both GMs and the agents. That's the go-to if you want any information out. And he said, oh, there's teams that have real interest. And then you have Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk saying, no, no, the Chiefs are just trying to drum up interest. I think because of the cap hit and that not matching with the player anymore, again, like he has an elite cap number for and really an above-average player at this stage of his career, it's going to be tough to get, like, real value here. But you hope it's at least a draft pick. And, you know, you think about a sixth-rounder and, you know, I think a fourth-rounder might make sense if you can get that high. But I don't think you're going to get real value that maybe you would have had this been 2015 when Justin Houston was young and before all the injury problems. And really, you know, relatable almost to a J.J. Watt back then. I know it's hard to remember at that time, but that was how good he was before all these injury problems. Again, he's still an above-average player, but I just don't think he's going to be with the Chiefs when the 2019 season begins.
Yeah, because I saw a lot of people Ron Hughley. I saw a lot of people who were like, oh, third-round pick. Yeah, man, that's what you get. Listen, isn't the value getting the money off? Like, to me, that's the part. Who is the sucker, as I just said in the last second, who's the sucker who's going to take him at $21 million? I'd give up a seventh supplemental draft pick, a bag of groceries, if they're going to take the money off. The money is the big key. Like, if you get a pick, that's, I mean, I'll give all praises to Andy if they get it, Andy and Brett, if they get a pick. It's the money.
Right. I think the money coming off, too, I mean, it clears out about $14 million worth of cap space, I believe, whether they end up cutting him or trading him. But that being said, with that in mind, and I agree with you, I think you look at teams who that have a lot of cap space. Because the problem, I don't necessarily think, is Justin Houston a productive player anymore? I think at the age of 30, he's still an above-average linebacker, pass rusher in the National Football League. It's just that he's not elite anymore. And the Chiefs want to do some other stuff with that money, like signing draft picks, like extending Tyreek Hill, Chris Jones, these younger players, tagging Dee Ford, who's still in the prime of his career. And I think if, you know, there was no cap, this was baseball, Justin Houston would be on the team. So where do you look at teams? You look at teams with a lot of cap space who can afford to maybe pay a little bit more for 2 years of an above-average linebacker. And it's easy to look right to the Indianapolis Colts and Cleveland Browns because these are two teams with Chiefs connections. Who probably know Justin Houston, and they have a lot of cap space to spare.
Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride. Pete, why wouldn't they just wait for the Chiefs to release him? Do you really think there's a bidding war happening for Justin Houston?
I think the trade happens if one of these teams don't want to take the chance of him going elsewhere. I mean, I think, you know, I don't want to look at Justin Houston and say there's no value to him anymore. There certainly is. It's just the Chiefs can't afford what he brings to the table for the amount they're paying. So a team would trade him if they, like, say it is, you know, this is just hypothetically, say it is a race between the Browns and the Colts, for example. Maybe you make the trade so that John Dorsey doesn't get a shot at him if you're Indianapolis, and maybe that's worth a sixth-round pick, a fifth-round pick to you. And, you know, people look at these draft picks, and, you know, the Chiefs have hit on some fifth-round picks. They've hit late in the draft. I mean, Tremont Smith last year, who became your your kick returner. I mean, I know it's not a starter, but that's your kick returner. And I think he did a pretty good job. So, I mean, these are there's still value there. And again, the value for these other teams is to send a pick so he doesn't end up elsewhere.
All right, let's get to what really gets Pete emotional. When you hear everything that we heard yesterday from Andy Reid about Eric Berry, the fact that he is not going to get surgery, which absolutely makes zero sense to me if he's going to be on the team next year, and how that's going to be any different than what they dealt with last year because he had a lot of time off and he still had problems with the pain. What do you hear and what is your first thoughts when you hear the fact that Eric Berry's just not going to have surgery?
I find that in this situation, and as time it started out really unpopular, and as time has gone on, it's come around, come back around to me. I just think that Eric Berry is in more control of this situation than people think. Like, if a player doesn't want to have surgery, the team could recommend it, the doctors could recommend it. If at the end of the day he doesn't want to have the surgery because he's not feeling comfortable about his body, he doesn't have to do so. I think that's what happened in this situation. He wants to rest it more, and what's horrible about that and what is completely silly about that is we've already tried this thing before. I mean, we tried to rest it before. You rested for more than 100 days from mid-August to mid-December, and that didn't work. And to go against what had to have been orders, if you have anything going on with this Haglund's formerly, like there was a clear problem that probably surgery could fix, and to go and say, okay, I'm not going to get this surgery, I'm going to be good, we're going to try the same thing that didn't work last year, I mean, that to me is a little bit selfish. Like I don't, and people get at me on Twitter like, oh, you hate Eric Berry. I don't hate Eric Berry. I hate the pass that he gets in Kansas City for another part of his career that has nothing to do with this part. And that to me is what grinds my gears.
You must hear a different pass that he's getting. Because my thing to that is, though, is I don't understand how you get to the fact that it's just, first off, this is the second doctor. I guess they got another opinion from a doctor who said he doesn't need surgery. And I just don't know why Eric wouldn't want to get surgery or why he would have an issue not getting it. I mean, it's not like he's afraid of going under the knife. He's had multiple surgeries before. He's had surgeries with his knees, with his Achilles. Like, it's not like he's never had surgery before. I don't get the explanation that he doesn't want to have surgery doesn't make sense to me.
I think the problem, though, with just resting it, right? You want to just rest it until the next season starts. You talk to these guys. I mean, I haven't been a professional football player, but I've been around it enough over the last 5 years to know. You talk to these guys, there's a difference between, like, running on a treadmill and working out in the gym and then getting on the football field in training camp, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're taking an angle that you would never take doing anything, you know, prior to getting in football shape, and then all of a sudden you tweak that heel again, and we're in the same situation. And really the problem is the way the contract is structured. I mean, the Chiefs can only really cut him if they want any benefit after June 1. And in that case, Eric Berry would have to pass a physical. A lot of people think that he would because he was able to play in the AFC title game. Why wouldn't he be able to pass a physical? But at the same time, it's just such a bad contract to have to cut. And what ended up happening here, and, you know, people will blame John Dorsey, so on and so forth, for Houston and Berry. But at the times of their contract, like, you had to sign them to long-term deals. I mean, there was really no option. Berry came back from cancer, was the comeback player of the year, looked fantastic, and they signed him long-term. And I think it's just an unfortunate set of circumstances that have all come in ahead at the same time, and it's just a tough out for the Chiefs. There's really, I think, in this situation, no right answer. And, like, to me and you going back and forth, but the problem here is it's a lot of he said, she said,
true,
this type of thing. I happen to believe, you know, in my own right, that it's been Eric ever since. He said that comment after the Ravens game where, you know, he said, it's not in my spirit to play. He's in the driver's seat of the decision team make. I mean, if he doesn't want to go under surgery and say he says he doesn't feel like that's the right decision, he's going to do what he wants to do. And the problem is that he's under contract. So, I mean, he can make those decisions and still make the money. I don't know if there's any, written clause in a contract that says you have to do what the team says when it comes to surgery or you won't get paid. I don't think that exists. So, like I said, it's a lot of he said, she said on this matter. And again, just at the end of the day, doing the same thing as last year makes zero sense to me, whether it was a doctor's decision, whether it was Eric Berry's decision.
He is Pete Sweeney. He is the editor-in-chief at Arrowhead Pride. Arrowhead Pride is not following Ron the Show Hughley on Twitter, which is still very puzzling, but that was a very, very friendly conversation. Pete, we really appreciate your time. Pete Sweeney, follow him on Twitter, and of course, follow Arrowhead Pride at Arrowhead Pride on Twitter.